This podcast is brought to you by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. New year, new hobbies, and everything is better with Raycon Wireless Earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Because I think we do have the reputation as being the conservative platform, although we are nonpartisan. That is what everybody sees us as. We do see this as being politically singled out.
But this is a historic moment where Twitter has stepped in and said, no, that world leader, the United States president, is too dangerous to use our platform.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
We boarded up the country in case Trump won, not the reverse. So spare me the cries of whataboutism.
What about the COVID relief package that was held up for 8 months?
But that was their obstruction. Understand this.
Well, wait.
Was there obstruction?
Yours too.
Was there obstruction?
No. Yours too.
Oh, snap, snap, snap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 603 says, it's a good question. What happened to all of the hue and cry about net neutrality? Yeah, we'd all like a little net neutrality, wouldn't we, right about now? 844-500-4242. The sales of firearms and ammunition are through the roof right now, and we just wanted to check in and see what the situation was down with one of the big sponsors of the Howie Carr Show on the Cape, and they have a great gun range and a great great shop, Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. And I specifically wanted to know about ammunition, because ammunition has been in short supply for quite some time now. But I think that the supply grows ever more stretched as time goes on. So we wanted to talk just about the whole situation with the gun industry with Toby from Cape Gunworks. Toby, what's going on? Is it how's business at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis?
Business has been brisk, Howie. Thanks for having me on. It's been very, very good, and you know, I wish we could supply ammunition like we ought to be able to, like we always have been able to, but we're still having to limit the amount we can sell people, and also in some cases to save it for new firearms purchases, like with 9mm and .223 and stuff like that. But a birdie has told me that there is a drop about to land on us of ammunition. A Mercy shipment is coming in.
Mercy shipment of ammo.
It's a mercy drop, you know, of nothing like I used to get, but it's a trickle. It's a slow trickle these days, but when I get it, it goes quick. So even though we, you know, limit the amount of people can take, can purchase at one time, often it's one or two boxes of each caliber. And even though we do that, it still goes really fast. The last time we had 100,000 rounds, it lasted 4 days of 9mm. So, yeah.
4 days.
Doesn't take long. Yeah, 4 days.
Well, can you save some for Taylor, by the way? Taylor's going to come in very shortly. If you can save something for him, he would appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, Taylor, we'll hook you up with the Howie Carr special, that's for sure.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm headed to the Cape.
So, yeah, we got some coming in, which is great, because I've been, I mean, half my day lately has been just hammering the phones trying to get it from every person on earth I know that can possibly supply it.
Is less ammo being made, or is it just the demand is outstripping the supply?
Well, the problem originally occurred when a lot of the factories were shut down due to COVID, and so the problem was demand went through the roof, and then the supply stopped, and then the supply chain was broken. And so now they're like about a year behind. So just from that short You know, I say short shutdown. A lot of Europe is still shut down or still working on limited capacity. And a lot of the primers and the powders and whatnot are made all over the world. And they're hard, you know, it's hard to keep up. And now we have 9 million new gun owners in America that have to get ammo and practice and training and whatnot. So, yeah, demand is through the roof. We had the perfect storm of an election year. We had, you know, prisoners being let out of jail and you know, riots and burning and everything else. So people are realizing, hey, wait a minute, you know, owning a gun isn't such a bad idea after all. So they're
so what are the new gun owners, Toby, when the new gun owners come in to Cape Gunworks, what do they say to you? Why did they purchase a firearm? As if I didn't know.
A lot of them were like, I never had any desire whatsoever to own a gun until I realized how fragile, you know, things are. And you know, not to fan the flames of panic, but we've always said, hey, you know, when seconds matter, police are often minutes away, and our police do a phenomenal job. But frankly, no one's coming to save you. So it's incumbent upon ourselves to take responsibility for our own safety and, you know, get the training necessary to be proficient with the gun if we're going to use that for self-defense. There's a lot of other things we can do, but at the end of the day, you got someone standing in your living room wanting to kill you. You know, the gun is the most efficient method for people of all shapes and sizes, you know what I mean? So
Are they buying different types of firearms than they used to? What would be are the top sellers today the same as they were, say, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, I would say so. Still by far the most popular gun is a handgun, like a 9mm handgun, striker-fired handgun. And then a close second is shotguns right now. A lot of people buying shotguns, which I will say, shotgun purchases have probably tripled in the last year over year. A lot more people buying shotguns. And then
that's what Joe Biden suggests,
firearms.
You know, Toby, you know that.
What's that?
Joe Biden suggests a shotgun.
Yep, the double barrel shotgun.
Right, but that's only if you can't get an AR-14, as he likes to say. An AR-14, not a 15, an AR-14. It's a special Joe Biden model, apparently.
That's right, exactly. And those modern sporting rifles, like the Joe Biden AR-14s, are selling very well right now.
What happens when Biden over the weekend, Toby, said, "I'm going to defeat the NRA"? I mean, that's kind of a chilling statement. I mean, he's not going to try to defeat the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, the NRA is just another lobbying group, ultimately, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah, there's been a line of defense for decades as far as if it wasn't for them, I shudder to think what the Second Amendment would actually look like in our country. And, you know, there's a lot of other great groups that are doing similar work. And, you know, if it wasn't for these groups, boy, we might be down to, you know, Australian-style gun control or something like that. But, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting 4 years or 2 years anyway, for sure. And we'll see how things play out. But I hope they get some other, you know, hobby horse to ride on besides, you know, firearms. But
you mean scapegoat?
Yeah.
Not hobby horse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same thing, I guess.
Right.
When you get right down to it. So are you guys recommend? I mean, with ammo in such short supply, are you recommending is it still a good idea to go out to the gun range just because? I mean, it's fun to shoot a firearm. It's not just practicing. It's enjoyable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, are people doing less of it?
I highly recommend you get enough ammo, even if you got to do it over multiple purchases, to go out and shoot your gun a few times. Maybe more than ever now, take a private lesson so that those 50 or 100 rounds you're going to shoot end up, you know, counting for something other than just putting holes in paper, and learn how to safely and efficiently fire your gun, whether or not that's in a private lesson or a group lesson, something like that. But make those rounds count now that you have such limited access to the amount of ammo that, you know, at your disposal, and instead of just, you know, ripping some rounds off down range for the fun of it, although it, like you said, it's a lot of fun, but also time to make those rounds count and learn how to safely and efficiently use a gun so that you can, if you need to, you know what I mean? So
I've heard from people, they say it's, you know, with COVID-19 and all, you know, the town halls are still semi-shut down, and you have to, it's harder to go to a police station. Is it getting more and more difficult to get an LTC license to carry in Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's definitely becoming more and more difficult as more towns require live fire. So it used to be you just took a four-hour class. Now some towns are saying you got to take the four-hour class and make sure that you have live fire, you know, with that class, because we're not going to accept it if you didn't do actual shooting of a gun. So they're doing that to slow the tide down because they're inundated with applications, and sometimes, you know, they can't process them all. So they're saying, oh, give them one more hoop to jump through. And then other towns are just closing their doors altogether and not even
right.
accepting applications, which is, you know, scary. But
yeah, which just forces towns, people, people aren't going to stop getting guns. They're just going to have to go, like you say, through more hoops to get them.
Right. It's just taking longer and jumping through more hoops. Like Clarence Thomas said, it's the second class right of the Bill of Rights, guns. You know, it's if you had to jump through all those hoops just to exercise First Amendment right, you know, there would have been a revolution a long time ago. But that's, you know, with guns, people think it's different. So there you have it.
All right. So if people want to find out more information about Cape Gun Works, where do they go, Toby?
So they can go to capegunworks.com. They can call us. They can follow our big tech social media pages, Facebook and Instagram and all the usual ones. Wow, we're still allowed to be on there. And they can tune into our...
Don't give them any ideas, yeah, Toby. Don't give them any ideas.
I know. We'll keep that between us. How's that? So, and then they can also join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 on WXDK 95.1, one of your affiliate stations down here on the Cape, from 7 to 8 p.m. It's rapid fire, so we're doing I want to be like Howie when I grow up, so I figure I might as well do it now. And we got a radio talk show relating to guns and firearms and laws and everything else, Second Amendment and freedom, and that's every Saturday
that's
from 7 to 8.
And you can hear that. And you can hear that.
I'll be on the show sometime too, Howie.
That's good. I'd be glad to be on the show, Toby. And incidentally,
great.
You don't have to be on the Cape to listen to the show. Just get the iHeart app, and you can listen to it on WXTK. And so Taylor will be coming down. When are you coming down, Taylor, to pick up your ammo?
Probably Saturday. Do you guys allow infants in the store?
Of course. Actually, it was really funny. Today we had a girl pushing a baby carriage, carrying like her rifle case in her other hand as she's pushing around her baby carriage, and she goes, do people always push baby carriages and carry guns in there? I go, all the time. She goes, okay, good, I don't feel so bad.
Well, Harrison will
so,
be
yeah,
introduced
on,
to that
Dan.
World, sure.
All right.
Great.
Okay, Toby.
That's exciting.
Okay, Toby, thanks for being with us, and keep that ammo coming in. Everybody, you can't go wrong selling ammo these days. Thanks for checking in with us. That's Toby from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. It's a great place. I recently had a dental emergency last summer, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city anymore for any number of reasons. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off the interstate highway. Parking is plentiful and free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols Dr. Houghton has taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. And you won't believe it, but some of these protocols actually make going to the dentist and having your mouth worked on a more pleasant experience. I was amazed, but I was very happy to learn that. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
still never been able to figure out how the police chiefs in these towns can just get away with shutting down the permitting process. I know you have the right to appeal to the state police, but you know, who needs to have their Second Amendment rights violated, and you have to go to an appeal level to make up for the fact that your rights, your constitutional rights, have been sneered at by the local constabulary in your city or town, mainly towns, but maybe cities too, I guess. Make 2021 your healthiest year yet with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase. I'm holding up a couple of them right here. They're wrapped in foil, very convenient, use two a day. It's great. Get the free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor and the Super Beats Heart Chews free 30-day supply with your first purchase. That's what you get at superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is Trump's biggest backstabber? Bill Barr, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Lisa Murkowski, Mike Pence, Mitt Romney, Tom Tillis, or Pat Toomey?
I loved what Corey Lewandowski said about Nikki Haley on Friday. The night before, she'd been ripping into Trump and saying history would treat him harshly. And Corey said, she's a high-maintenance person, Nikki Haley. We all understood exactly what he meant by that. I vote for Bill Barr.
He has a supermajority in this poll, 50%.
Wow.
Mitt Romney at 18, Chris Christie at 15, and Mike Pence at 13.
All right, 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, I just was thinking while I was listening. I've been listening to you since you started with Jerry Williams. When was that? But on the old WMEX. How long ago was that?
Oh, well, I was on MEX, but a long time later. I wasn't with Jerry Williams when he was on MEX. I would have been. That's when I was in junior high school and high school, but I was back with Jerry Williams in the 1980s, the late 1980s.
So it's, you know, it'd be funny if you could do a review and get back to some of those old shows and see how they compare to what is going on today and what you and he were talking about back then.
If any of those shows are posted on YouTube, but I know some of his old shows on YouTube are on MEX. Are posted on YouTube. And you know what's really interesting, Dave, when you listen to those shows is to hear the newscasts, because they're giving you they like go into this lengthy description of who played, you know, what happened in the Red Sox game the previous night. They're covering the Boston City Council. It's very, very, it seems old fashioned now when you listen to those MEX newscasts. But Jerry Williams was a great talent, and I recommend it if you want to check to see what radio was like back in the old days in Boston. WMEX, Jerry Williams. I wonder if anybody's got any of those old RKO tapes with the governors. Me, the late Jerry Williams, and the late Barbara Anderson. I'm the sole surviving WRKO governor. Yikes, that's a sobering thought. 844-500-4242. Mara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mara.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to let you know, not all towns have stopped doing permits. My husband is a lieutenant in Kingston, and he does permits, firearms for...
Oh, I know not everybody has, but, you know, especially Kingston is not so politically correct as some of these other towns. But, I mean, it's some of the areas, like are in the valley, some of these towns have entered into, and this has been going on for a while, they've entered into, quote-unquote, a consortium of the local chiefs. None of them will agree to issue a permit. I mean, don't you think that's wrong, Mara?
I absolutely agree with you. Yes, definitely it is wrong.
Yeah, I just what I don't know. I mean, if If you out, you know, it's the old saying, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Wouldn't you want to keep an eye on the people who have guns if you're afraid of them having guns, rather than just say, no, no, I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242 last Wednesday at the after the rally that the president spoke at, we had several guests on from Massachusetts who were at the actual event. And one of them was Nate Nickerson, who owns Arnold's, which is a great seafood restaurant and miniature golf course. It has all kinds of stuff, soft ice cream, on in East Ham on Cape Cod. And Nate had been back from the Capitol, and he hadn't seen the rioting, the breaches that took place, like the vast majority of people that were there, including someone that is here in the studio who was up there shooting it for a network. He had no idea what was going on, he said, even though he had a camera and he was connected to a news desk. So Nate came on and he said that that he had a decent experience there, and he hadn't seen the violence, and neither he nor I condoned the violence, what happened there. And however, since he returned to Cape Cod, a certain group of people have really criticized him severely. They're trying to cancel him, even though he did nothing wrong. He wasn't arrested. He didn't see it. He wasn't connected to a TV set or the internet where he could watch what was going on. And again, we just wanted to have him on the show today to explain that what happened. And it's really unfair that people like Nate Nickerson. He's not the only one, but I happen to know him, and many of you happen to know him, and you've enjoyed his restaurant and his hospitality. And we just wanted to give him a chance to explain his side of the story. He was on with Ed Lambert earlier today on WXTK, and we all support Nate. And he doesn't deserve this, honestly. Basically, this shouldn't be happening to a good guy. Nate, what do you want to say to everybody?
Well, first I want to say hi, Howie. I hope you're doing well. And second, I started this nightmare with you, and I just wanted to finish with you. After this, I'm not talking to anybody because it doesn't do any good. You try to explain the situation, they take it apart. It's just unbelievable what the damage that has been done. Hatred. I've been called a domestic terrorist, Hitler. I went there to start a civil war. I went there to change the vote of the electorate, and they have pictures of some guy with a shirt that says Civil War 2021 January 6th, and it's going around the internet. Hell, it's going around viral that it was me. I had on a black LL Bean shirt and a coat and a Under Armour hat, and I didn't have any back. But that doesn't matter. It's all over. I just had, and this is what really killed me. This finished me. And yes, we're building a beautiful house.
Say that.
Huh? No. Well, and our neighbor is not happy with us. They're very, very unhappy. And I'm just going to leave it like that and let your guests figure out the rest of it, because it's just too bad to talk about. When I was on the show with you first, I was in a good mood. It was wonderful out there. People were happy. They had the dogs. They had their kids. The American flags were flying, like hundreds of them. And it was beautiful. It was a windy day. And I guess they got mixed up when I said that I saw.
Yeah, this was at the rally, Nate. This was at the rally, not inside the actual Capitol itself.
No one could go in the Capitol. You don't go in the Capitol. You go in the Capitol, you get shot. That's pretty clear. And those people that did that are responsible, and they should be punished to the fullest extent of the law, every single one of them. They're evil. And I have no part of that, but that doesn't matter. I am evil. And I live in a town, a small town, and I've been here for 70 years. I've got a pretty good reputation. I commit to this community. I donate. You know, I do whatever I can because it's been a damn good town to me. And now it's ruined. I'm finished here. There's no way I'm going to be able to outlive this one because it's just overwhelming. I can't fight it. I'm just a little tiny guy. I can't fight these people. And my wife is having such a hard time, and my daughter, they can't take it anymore. It's not fair. I'm a good person. It's just not fair.
Nate.
I better go.
This is a tiny minority of people that are doing this to you. Most people understand. I talked to the guy down here in the studio. He told me the same thing you're saying. He said where he was far away from the Capitol, he said it was like a conservative Woodstock. You know, none of this stuff was going on. This was a handful of people, and you didn't know what was going on. And this is not right the way they're treating you, Nate.
I know it's not right, but you can't change it. You know, I mean, I've had a good reputation. Now it's just everything's destroyed. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to stay here anymore. I don't know. The future will let me know. But it's not right. I mean, is this the way we want to raise our children, to hate like this? Is this one? Because this is what we're going to get. So you keep hating, and you can just take me right out. But just think of the children. Think of the children, because there's a million. Well, I won't say it. But think of it. Think of your grandchildren. Is this the kind of world you want to live, where you have hatred and you can't sit down across the table from someone and agree to disagree and have an intelligent conversation and find some areas of mutual understanding and agreement? No, you can't do that because you went to a stupid rally and now you're the evil minister. You're whatever you are. You're evil, evil. I'm evil. I'm a bad person, and I don't deserve to be here, you know? And it's just not right. What they're doing to people is not right, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. They hide behind their computers. They're cyber bullies, but it hurts. If I lived in Malden, a Medford somewhere, and they didn't know me. Well, okay, it's too bad. But I live in a town where everybody knows me.
Right.
That's not good.
You're from one of the oldest families on the Cape. You got ponds named after you.
my grandfather, I think, was the first fire chief. My great uncle was the first police chief. Are you kidding me? But I'm evil. I'm a horrible person. You want something? I'm there for you. Now it's all gone. It's all destroyed. They have destroyed. They've destroyed everything. They've destroyed everything because I went to a friggin' rally.
Nate,
sorry.
I understand. This is a terrible thing that's happened to you. And again, you didn't take part in any of this. There were probably close to a million, if not more than a million people there. If you're in a city with a million people, you're not responsible if a crime is committed somewhere else in that city, are you?
No, but they think I hit it. One guy said, "Well, you should have known." Well, the Capitol Police didn't even know. How am I supposed to know? Mm-hmm. A friend of mine asked me if I wanted to go to a rally. I didn't. He forgot the broom. I wasn't doing anything. Sounded like a good idea. I even stopped at the World War II Memorial and said a prayer for the 400,000 people who have lost their lives to give us the right to do what we're going to do without being castigated.
Yeah. Here's if people want to know, how can they support you, Nate? How can they support you? Jesse from the Cape. I grew up with a bunch of Nickersons. I've been to Nate's place many times. You tell him right now not to give in. There are thousands on the Cape that support him and are on his side. We'll get thousands to support his business. Don't give up. We're being deluged with texts like that, Nate. I'm going to put some callers on here for you. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr and Nate Nickerson from Arnold's in East Ham.
Howie, I am just so honored to be able to be here and to listen to Nate. And you know what? One of our most precious freedoms is the freedom to assemble and to speak our mind. Nate, you are a hero to me. I wasn't in Washington, but I was with all of you in spirit, and they are demonizing us because they are fearful of us. We cannot give up. We must stand up and preserve our freedoms, because if we don't, we will lose them. If we back down, we're going to lose them.
Yeah. Yeah. But why do we have to do this in the first place? We're all here on this planet for such a very short time. And in the meantime, we're going to create all this hate and this trouble because you want to be, you want to pass your law or something. It's just crazy. People act like children. It's just, and they're not acting like Christians, I can tell you that. And I don't care if I get trouble for that, because I am a God-fearing Christian, and I hate anybody. I don't hate the people that are doing this to me. I pray for them, because I don't think they're in their right minds, and I think they need something. And I'm not smart enough, wealthy enough to be able to fight all these people. I need people maybe to go on the internet or go on all those stupid social media programs. I had a girl work for me. She was my marketing agent. She quit because she didn't want to be affiliated with me. I mean, I understand. It's a small town, and I understand. I need people to, you know, stand up.
What could they do? Where could they go? Where can they go to support you, Nate?
Oh, you know where they go? Give me that woman's thing. What's the name of that woman's thing?
Cape Cod Woman of Change.
They've been particularly vicious. They can go to any Arnold's. If there's an Arnold's, what do you call it?
Page?
What do you call that? Yeah, a Facebook page or anywhere. Write a letter to the Globe. Write a letter to the Cape Cod Times. Get active and help, because, you know, I go down, everyone's going to go down.
Yeah. Jim from Orlando says, tell Nate to keep the faith. I'll be in to see him when I'm in Massachusetts in June. All your listeners need to support him. Can they buy gift certificates? Would that help you out? Or is it just you need an outpouring on social media right now?
Outpouring of social media. The money is secondary. I don't care. We don't have to do a great summer. They want to go out there and picket. I guess they have the right. But the social media, we need to get out there and say, okay, this guy's not a dirtbag. He's never done anything to hurt anybody. Quite the opposite. My wife, I married 2 weeks ago, and she's upstairs bawling her eyes out. She can't take it anymore.
Marie from Dennis, we will still keep going to Arnold. Stay with us, Nate. James, you're next with Howie Carr and Nate Nickerson. Go ahead, James.
Yeah,
oh, we lost James. Hi. Oh, go ahead, yes, James.
Yes, please. My suggestion is, and God, I feel for this guy, and I we all know what being bullied in the schoolyard is like, and so, you know, we have to sympathize.
That's a good way
them,
to describe it, I think, James. Very good way to describe it.
But my suggestion for what small thing we can do is start writing our representatives, both senators and reps, regarding Section 230 about repealing it. And
this is the gives the social media giants the right to operate without fear of being treated as a publisher, i.e., being sued for defamation. Johnny, very quickly, Johnny, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Nate. I'm with you, my friend. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. No one loves this country more than me.
God bless you. Thank you for your service, man.
No problem. My dad was a Korean War guy. My uncle was a POW in World War II. Nobody loves this country more than me. The other day, I'm at work. My ex-wife calls me, and she starts yelling at me. Like, it was my fault. I didn't even know what was going on. I'm at work. I'm not watching TV. And she's telling me, complaining and giving me crap. I'm like, I just was like, thank God you're my ex-wife, but still. I mean, how is it my fault?
Yeah, well, you know exactly how I feel, only multiplied by about, I don't know, a million people by now. It's just getting worse. It's growing leaps and bounds, and I don't know how to stop it. And I'm so embarrassed, and I'm so worried about my child, my beautiful little daughter, and my beautiful bride. I mean, they don't need this. I mean,
Nate, we're going to have to break, but... We'll keep in touch with you, and we'll see if you try to help Nate out. And if you, Nate, if you could send us something, we'll tweet it out. I know we're Twitter, but we'll tweet it out where people can go to support you. Okay, and we'll be in touch with you. We'll talk to you tomorrow if we if you want to talk again to see how it's going. We got to try to help you out.
Yeah.
Nate did not condone under any circumstances. Thank you, Nate. Thanks for being with us. He did not condone under any circumstances what went on that day, and neither did I. And the people that are doing this to him need to remember that and stop acting like schoolyard bullies, as Johnny said so well. Sticking to your New Year's resolution is a matter of making one right decision at a time. One of my New Year's resolutions is to eat healthier and to just do a better job of taking care of myself. And one of those ways to take care of myself is to enjoy more Super Beats Heart Chews. I just had one right now during the break. I needed a little boost of energy. I love Super Beats Heart Chews. They make me feel better. They just gave me a boost of energy. They're easy to deal with. You don't have to mix them up in anything. You just they're wrapped in foil like a piece of candy. You just stick them in your pocket and you can go about your day. You can use two a day, eat two a day. They're tasty and they make you feel better. Just two Super Beats Heart Chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart-healthy energy you need to chase your goals. Super Beats Heart Chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Super Beats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. You're really going to enjoy these things. They taste good. They make you feel better. Good for your blood pressure, your circulation, and your heart health. And now you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase by going to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's two free gifts valued at over $50, only available at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
You just shot an unarmed man.
But he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
We'll try to tweet or parlor out some more information about Nate Nickerson, where you can go to support him. And we're going to keep an eye on what's going on. There's another big story, local story today. Methuen Police Chief Joseph Solomon. He was the subject of a scathing Inspector General's report about salary and contracts. Today announced he's retiring, but he's going to get a huge pension, apparently. We don't have much time, but I wanted to check in with City Councilor DJ Beauregard. DJ, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Are you happy that he's leaving, or are you worried about having to pay his pension?
Well, I guess as you would say, Howie, am I saddened or gladdened? In this case, it's a little bit of both. It's bittersweet because, you know, it's nice to see that there's some light at the end of the tunnel, but at the same time, we got to figure out what the price tag on this is.
So he makes over $300,000 a year, right? Under a contract that was negotiated with some degree of not transparency, shall we say. So how much is he going to get, do you think, for a pension?
That's something we don't know. So the next steps are pretty unclear because we just really are trying to digest what's going on with this. But Howie, this goes back to what I like to call the pillaging of 2017 in Methuen. So his contract was first approved by the city council in Methuen back in February of 17. And then there were a series of months in between February of 17 and September 2017 when that city council just got all of these favors after voting for his contract and in the lead up to passing the superior officer's contract that's currently in arbitration. We saw the city council chairman get a job in the police department as what they call a junior accountant. We saw another city councilor get a job in the police department.
A nationwide search, DJ. I think we'll have to have you back on tomorrow night to lay this all out for people who haven't been following it. But I'm Howie Carr.